Robbie Rainbow and the Colourful Soup, pages 66 and 67. One day, Robbie Rainbow and Blue were walking through a nice village.
What a lovely place,
Robbie said.
Everything is so colourful. There are green trees and grass and a beautiful blue sky.
Look at the wonderful gardens too,
Blue said.
I can see a lot of flowers, yellow, red, blue and purple ones.
Yes,
Robbie said.
This really is a colourful village.
Robbie and Blue walked past a school. There was a big playground outside, but there were no children. Then Blue heard a noise. He ran to the window and looked inside. There were children in the classroom. Some were crying. All of the children were very sad. Robbie and Blue went inside. Pages 68 and 69.
Why are you all sad?
Robbie asked.
We're sad because it's lunchtime,
one boy said. Robbie and Blue looked at their lunch. It was chicken, rice, cabbage and broccoli.
Your lunch looks delicious,
Robbie said.
Meow,
Blue said. But we don't like cabbage and broccoli, a girl said.
We can't leave our desks until we eat all our cabbage and broccoli,
another boy said, crying. Robbie looked at the children. They all had sad faces.
You should eat your cabbage and broccoli. They're good for you,
he said.
We hate cabbage and broccoli,
the children shouted.
Why?
Robbie asked.
They're delicious.
We hate green food,
a boy said.
I see,
Robbie said.
But green food is healthy. It's good for you. You should eat green vegetables every day.
Pages 70 and 71. Just then, a woman and a man came into the room.
Who are you?
They asked.
I'm Robbie Rainbow. This is my friend, Blue,
Robbie said.
The children told me that they don't want to eat their green vegetables.
Yes, it's true, the woman said.
We tried lots of things,
the man said.
On Monday, we made broccoli pizza for the children. On Tuesday, we made cabbage cake. And on Wednesday, we made spinach ice cream.
Pages 72 and 73. But the children still won't eat them. They always think of some way not to eat their green vegetables, the woman said. Sometimes they give the vegetables to their pets. Sometimes they hide the vegetables in their pockets. Once, the children even hid under their desks at lunchtime, the woman said. Robbie and Blue looked at each other. There was a problem in this village, but Robbie and Blue had an idea.
I think we can help you,
Robbie whispered to the man and the woman.
Can you?
The man asked. Oh, please help us. All children need to eat their greens, the woman said. Pages 74 and 75. Robbie turned to the children.
Children,
he said,
I want to help you, but first you must help me.
What do you want us to do?
The children asked. They all looked puzzled.
Come back to school tomorrow. Bring me all the different kinds of green vegetables you hate to eat,
Robbie said, smiling. The next day at school, Robbie waited in the classroom. One by one, the children came to school. All the children brought green vegetables. They gave them to Robbie. There were a lot of green vegetables. One girl had some lettuce. One boy had some broccoli. Another girl had some spinach. Another boy had some cabbage. Pages 76 and 77. Robbie put all the vegetables into a big pot. Then he took off his hat and put his hand inside. He pulled out some magic powder. He put some of the powder into the pot. Then he began to stir it with a big spoon. All the children watched. "What are you doing?" they asked.
"I'm making soup,"
Robbie said.
"But the soup is green,"
a boy said.
"We don't like green food."
At lunchtime, the children waited for their soup. They were all unhappy.
"Give me your bowls, children,"
Robbie said. The children gave Robbie their bowls. He poured the soup. It was rainbow-coloured. Pages 78 and 79.
"Wow!"
one girl said.
"Rainbow-coloured soup!"
All the children began to eat.
"This soup is delicious!"
they said. The man and the woman clapped their hands. The children ate their rainbow soup happily. Suddenly, one girl said,
"Look! The soup is green again!"
All the children looked at their bowls. The soup was green. The children stopped eating. It was very quiet. Then a little boy spoke.
"It's okay. I like vegetables, even if they are green. I like eating green food now."
Page 80. After that day, all the children liked eating green vegetables. They wanted to say thank you to Robbie and Blue. They decided to have a party.
Thank you, Robbie and Blue,
the man and the woman said.
"Do you like the food?"
the children asked Robbie and Blue.
"We made it ourselves."
"It's delicious,"
Robbie said.
"We love green food."
"Meow,"
Blue said.
Page 84. How do plants get food? A hungry lion made a zebra, and a hungry zebra may eat some grass. But how does grass get its food? Green plants can make their own food. They use water, sunlight, and air to make sugar. They can do this because they have a special chemical in their leaves. The chemical helps the plant to collect sunlight. The chemical is green, and that is why so many plants are green.
Page 85. Why are green foods good for you? Green foods have lots of vitamins in them that help your body stay healthy. Green foods help you to have a healthy heart, eyes, teeth, and bones. They also help you to have healthy skin. You should eat some green foods every day.
Page 86. Blueberry soup. Food comes in many bright colours. Can you think of any blue food? Maybe you have eaten blueberries, but have you ever had blueberry soup? In Sweden, blueberry soup is very popular and is served hot or cold. Doctors say that blueberries can keep us healthy, but maybe Swedish people like blueberry soup because it tastes so good. Mm-hmm. That's the end of Primary English Graded Readers Book 2.